people, welcome to Slick Talk Show. I'm your host, Rich, and today we talk about football. Okay, people, I have to tell you this today. I'm guilty of that. I'm guilty, people. I'm telling you right now, I'm guilty. The reason why I came out here and I told you, Ole Solskjaer need to get sacked. Just like everybody out there. You know, when Manchester United start losing games, you know, obviously, you know, we crashed out of the Champions League. We were losing games. And I was like, look, we can't keep these guys because I couldn't see the structure. I couldn't see any identity. I couldn't see a structure out there. I thought the communication break down completely. Now, I'm looking at Manchester United team and Ole Solskjaer, man. I mean, come on, man. I mean, you guys, did you watch the game last night? Did anybody watch the game last night against Fulham? My God. I mean, we seems to play well when we're trailing. And that also is down to the manager. The guy, right now, we have to give him credit. Just as much as we came out a few weeks back asking for his head, you know, asking him to get sacked and all that. Today, people need to come around and say, look, man, we got to give credit to the guy because he's doing a great job. But no, people are not doing that. I don't know why. But you know, I thought about that today and I thought to myself, why is that? People do not trust Ole Solskjaer. I mean, the way people talk about Frank Lampard or Steven Gerrard or Mikel Arteta, you know, there's always hope. You think he's going to change. You know, all those guys over there, you know, Mikel Arteta, the Frank Lampard, the Steven Gerrard, all those young guys seem to have a pass. We're giving them a pass. But for some reason, Ole Solskjaer, we have a problem. We do not trust him. Why? And I thought about that. I'm thinking, I think it's down to his baby face. That's it. It's down to his baby face. And it's down to his personality. Why? Because here we like to see, how you call that? We like to see those, especially, and also I'm talking about a player. And let's come back again as a player. You know, as a player, he used to sit on the bench. He used to come out, you know, from the bench and score goals. So he was not always the first option. You look at Frank Lampard, you look at Steven Gerrard, you look at Mikel Arteta. They were always on the front line. So people mindset is like those guys were always there. There was always that impact from Frank Lampard, Steven Gerrard, or Mikel Arteta. But you're looking at Ole Solskjaer, quiet. He doesn't talk. He's coming off the bench when he was a player. He doesn't shout when he's sitting as a manager right now. He doesn't shout too much. He's quiet, always sitting there, you know, looking at his TV. And even when he's not happy, you don't see that anger on his face just like everybody else. And people are like, this is not the same. That's not the type of manager that we usually see. Because what we see here in Britain, we want to see our manager scream, shout, insult the referee. You know, this is exactly what we like to see. And I'm guilty of that too. Sometimes I come out here and I'm like, oh, why the manager is not screaming? Why he's not doing that? And that, yeah, we all talk like that. But Ole Solskjaer is just different. It's just, now sometimes people, I'm one of those guys, right? You know, I have to analyze what I see, you know, real time. I'm not one of those people, because of what I've seen 2-3 weeks, I'm going to stick with that because that's what I believe back then, you know, back on those 2 or 3 weeks. No, that's not what I do. Every time I get new information, I need to come out here and give you my new take. That's exactly what I'm seeing right now from Ole Solskjaer. And what I'm seeing right now is just the guy. That's just his personality. That's just the guy. And those players seems to like what he's doing. Those guys right now. I mean, you see Pogba. Pogba and Mourinho clash. And I was told, and you everybody understand that we've been told about that so many times that Mourinho is a player guy. You know, so many veteran player love Mourinho, the Etofis, all those DJ Drogba, Frank Lampard, John Terry, they could die for Mourinho. But for some reason, that didn't work out. Obviously, I know Mourinho won the Europa League at Manchester United, but for some reason, with those young guys at Manchester United, that didn't work out. But you know, all in our back there, is looking good. I mean, right now we're sitting on top of the table. We have to give that guy some credit. I think. And I'm thinking right now, the reason why we don't trust him, or people more or less do not talk highly of him right now is because of his baby face. He has that baby face. I mean, he's 47 years old, people. Some people think he's still 38 or 39. No, he's 47 years old. That guy has some experience now. He played for Manchester United almost all his life. He was a coach, you know, alongside, I think, under 18 or under 19, something like that in Manchester United. So the guy has some experience. And he was managed by one of the, I mean, I would say the greatest manager of British history, which is Sir Alex Ferguson. So the guy has the experience. And we just need to come around now and understand that, look, he's not going to be a Lampard shouting. He's not going to be Mikel Arteta. He's not going to be one of those Mourinho. No, he's just going to be him. That's his personality. He doesn't shout. He sit back and wait. He can talk once or twice, but he's not one of those managers come right in your face. It's just not that. What can I say? He look like one of those what we call academic manager. Like if you go to the academy, those are the type of guy you see down there. Very quiet, calm. They talk to the player very much like a player coach. But he's taking that to the first team right now. He's doing a great job. He's doing a great job. And people, come on, man. I mean, the confidence of the team is sky high. The rotation is spot on. Everything is good. I mean, those guys, every time they train, they seem to come back and win games. I mean, the game against Fulham yesterday, the first goal, first of all, I mean, defensively, I didn't know what was happening. And then we came back, we just got stronger and stronger, and we won the game. And as you say, after that, Pogba saw, you know, a sublime goal. But, you know, Ole Solskjaer should be given the credit right now. Now, I need to know what are the expectations, because that's the problem that we have right now as fans, you know, Manchester United fan. The expectations right now is pretty much confused. You know, we all confused about exactly what we're supposed to win this season. Are we happy with the top four, just like last season? Or do we need Ole Solskjaer to win a trophy, you know, to give him the credit that he deserves? Because I don't see anybody else talking like that when we talk Frank Lampard. Frank Lampard spent £200 million, right? So we expect Frank Lampard to win a cup of trophy, right? You know, you look at Mikel Arteta, we know Arsenal, they're not going to win. We already know they're not going to win anything this season. So that's okay. We give him a pass because last season they won the FA Cup. So that's all good. So all I'm saying is we need to know, what are Manchester United fan expectation? Is he a trophy or is he a top four? Oh, we are already out of the Champions League. We're going to Europa League. And now we're sitting top of a table. So, if you top two at the end of the season, is that a good season? I don't know. As far as I'm concerned, I think that'll be a good season for me. I'm happy with that. I'll be happy to win the league. But let's be honest there, people. At the beginning of the season, nobody was talking about Manchester United winning the league. That was not the talk at all. But we have to say right now that Ole Solskjaer is doing a great job. He's doing a great job. And we play good football. Really good football. It's not one of those games where, you know, we go out there and we get... No, we're not lucky. We play good football. We can bring any type of football on the play. You want to play skill? We play skill. You want to play tough game? We play tough game. Long ball? We can play all that. And we've got a player now. We've got a confidence. And we're also lucky because we don't have so many injuries. So all that is down to the manager. He's doing a great job. And, I'll tell you right now, people, I came out here, you know, on the Slick Talk Show. You can check some of my last few episodes. I was talking about all the social to get sacked. But right now, I'm coming around to the guy and say, look, let's work together. Because he's also a Manchester United legend. We have to stick with him now. But again, I will say that to people. When we talk about football, especially in sport, it's always about win and losses. That's it. This is how we have to analyze those people. Talk about manager or player. It's all about win and losses. We can't see what's happening behind the scene. You know, during the training, you know, from Monday to Friday. What we see is what happened on a Sunday and Monday and Thursday. Whatever time they play football, that's the time where us as fans or, you know, the media or pundit, all that, we get a chance to see exactly what they've done during the past training. That's it. That's how we analyze those guys. And let's be honest, people. This is how we judge football manager and football player. It's all about win and losses. Now, we're coming now around to the second half of the season. You know, if it happened after that we have 6 or 7 bad games and we're losing games, you know, his name will be back on track again, and his, you know, his job will be calling to question. That's the way. That's how football works. It's easy. You win, people talk good about you. You lose, people are not behind you. That's it. And especially in a club like Manchester United, where the fan, you know, global fan, international fan, you've got people everywhere, you know, watching the game. You've got fans at home. I mean, people will be on you all the time. This is non-stop. And this is, I mean, Manchester United, we win trophies. This is all we talk about, is about trophies. It's not one of those clubs that you win one trophy this season and next season you're going to sit back and relax. No. Every season you got to bring your A game. That's the way it is in Manchester United. Those are the big team. You know, this is how we do. We compete like that. So, I mean, I'm coming around now to the guy. He's done a great job and I hope he's going to keep that going, because, man, what we're doing right now is unbelievable. And, you know, I got to give him credit, and I hope everybody does the same. Okay, people, that's all I have for you today. Stay tuned on Sneak Talk Show, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow. Good night.